When you look at the numbers, over that 20-year period that they talked about, there were 28 million different Southern Baptists. If you have the number convicted or multiplied by 5 or 10, you still have a very small percentage of the Southern Baptist Convention who have been convicted or pressed in one way or the other. We do have a mechanism. When it happens in the church, then you act and you turn to the civil authorities. To go up to the SBC level, it is an assault, I think, on our polity.
To simply say that, the people who are convicted are the only ones that are abusing people is unrealistic. Whatever study you look at, it usually is about 3% of abusers are actually convicted. So when you actually, if that is your only safeguard, if your only safeguard is we're only going to just do a Google search or we're only going to the civil authorities, we are opening the door for people to hurt our people. That's not some number we dreamed up.